This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israeli ground troops are pressing further into Gaza City, fighting Hamas resistance that has prepared itself well, according to an Israeli general. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda reports on the combat in Gaza.
This footage from the Israeli military is said to show the intensity of fighting as Israel's troops push further into Gaza City. But they say they're encountering fierce resistance from Hamas militants using guerrilla warfare. Civilian eyewitnesses tell Reuters that Israeli tanks are sometimes driving over buildings and rubble rather than roads. Similar videos released by Hamas, as well as eyewitness statements from other civilians, suggest the militants are using their network of tunnels to emerge and disappear.
That is Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In southern Gaza, the breakdown in basic necessities for civilians from sewage to sanitation is worsening an already hellish landscape. United Nations experts on Thursday called for a humanitarian ceasefire, saying that the Palestinian people in Gaza are, quote, at grave risk of genocide.
The Turkish-Palestinian Friendship Hospital in Gaza City reportedly ran out of fuel yesterday and was forced to stop most of its activities, rendering 70 cancer patients at serious risks.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is on his way to Israel and other nations in the region and will explore ways to pause the fighting so more aid can get in. More than a third of Gaza's 35 hospitals are reportedly not functioning, with many